We continue our learning with Mishnah Stavi Bemalachim Shemchan Yaakov Bepirkos Eliyahu. We are in Kinin Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if we have a Chatas Sa'of, let's say, that flies in to Kinin Stumos Chova, someone is obligated, a couple of women are obligated, let's say, as a Yoledes, to bring a pair of birds, a chatas and ola, they're undesignated. So let's say you have two kinim in front of you, that's four birds, two pair, and a chatas sa'o flies in. So now we have five. So the Mishnah said that, what are you makrif from this group of five? Only two chatos and that's it. No olos and two chatos. Why is that so? Because you can guarantee you're okay with two chatos. If the two birds that you're being makriv as a chatos are from the pair that were undesignated, very nice. You just designated them now. One is a chatos from one pair and one is serves as the chatos of the other pair. And if, let's say, the two birds you're makriv were, one of them was the chatos from an undesignated pair and one of them was that flew in, so that's also okay. You could bring two chatos. But to bring more than two chatos, or to bring olos, that you cannot do. And we said, when it comes to the olo, the same thing. If you have, let's say, a pair of kinim that are undesignated, that are stumos for a chova, for obligatory karbanos, and an ola flies in, so what do you bring? The minimum number you could be makriv are the minimum number of olos you would find in the pair, that in the group that are stumos. So you'd bring two olos out of those five. So our Mishnah here says, now Mishnah Gimel, Hamed Devarim, under what circumstances is this true? Those halachos, bichova uvindava. That's where the mixture that you have are chovos and nedavos. Now nedavos we mentioned are just means olos. So you have, let's say, olos that get mixed up with one ola flies in, or multiple olos fly in to kain stumos, to several kinim that are obligatory, that are undesignated. So that's, we said, it doesn't matter what the number is. Whether it's a majority of the kain stumos, a majority of the ones that flew in, either way, what do we bring? We can only bring the number of either chatos or ola of the pair of that are stumos. That we would find in the pair that are undesignated. That's all you're able to bring. But that's all where you have the chatos fly in and the ola fly into the kain stumos, where the chova, the obligatory stumos, those are brought by a yoledes, a zava, whatever it may be. But the mystery here says now, aval b'chova shenis arazubazu, let's say you have two kine chova stumos that got mixed together. So meaning we don't have nothing. We don't have something that we know is a chata sa'of that flew in, or an ola sa'of that flew in to kine stumos. Here we have two kine chova, both undesignated, of let's say one person that got now mixed together with kine chova stumos of another person. Or achas lezuv, achas lezuv, as the Mishnah says. Let's say one pair of Hakati gives the example. Okay, you have a Yoledes, Rachel gave birth and Leah gave birth. So Rachel's bringing one cane, one pair, that's of course obligatory, she's the Yoledes. No, they are not designated yet. You don't know which is a chatas, which is a ola. And that gets mixed together with a cane of birds of Leah, also undesignated. Or shtaim lezuv, shtaim lezuv. Or let's say you have two kinim of Rachel got mixed together with two kinim of Leah. So instead of having four birds, so now you have eight birds. Or shalosh lezuv, shalosh lezuv. Or let's say Rachel had three kinim, three pairs. So and that got mixed together, and Leah also had three pairs. So now I have 12 birds. So the Mishnah here. So the Mishnah said, how many from this group of four or eight or 12, whatever it may be, how many is a Kohen able to be makrus? The Mishnah says, mechza kasher v'mechza pasul. Half of the mixture is kasher to be makriv, and half you cannot bring. So the Mishnah and the explanation works like this. So let's say one pair we're talking about the first case. One pair of birds, one cane of Rachel got mixed in with one cane of Leah. The Kohen takes one of that. Remember, they're all undesignated. But each pair is supposed to have a chatas and an ola. So what he's supposed to do is, as that mixture, one bird he takes as a chatas and one as an Ola, and he's makriv of those two out of those four. Why? Because they're kosher no matter how you look at it. Either those two gozlos are from one person, either Rachel or Leah. So let's say those two gozlos are really Rachel's birds. That's great. You brought a chatas, and you brought an Ola. And out of Rachel's pair, of course, one is a chatas and one is supposed to be an Ola. That's fine. Or let's say, though, maybe the two birds he took, one bird was from the pair of Rachel, one was from the pair of Leah. That's also okay. He can be makriv, one is a chatas and one is an Ola, because Leah has an Ola that needs to be sacrificed, and Rachel has a chatas that needs to be sacrificed, so that's also okay. But to be makriv two chatos or two Olos, that the Kohen cannot do, because maybe the two birds that he's taking to be makriv as a chatas are both from Rachel's pair. Rachel can have two chatos brought. Her pair needs to be one chatas, one Ola. Or maybe those two he's bringing as a Ola or as a chatas are from Leah. Leah can have two Olos brought from our pair. One has to be Chatas, one has an Ola. So the way it works is one Chatas, one Ola when you have four. And if, let's say, three Kinim of Rachel and three Kinim of Leah get mixed together, which was the third case. So now we have a mixture of 12, six birds that should be Chatas, six birds that should be Ola. So, of course, the Kohen, what's he going to do? He can be makriv three Chatos and three Olos. And that way, it's also kosher. Either they're all Rachels or all Leahs, or maybe some Rachel, some Leah. But to bring four Chatos, four Olos, that he cannot do, because maybe four of them are from Rachel. Rachel doesn't have four Olos or four Chatos, etc. So that's the way the Mishnah describes it. The Mishnah says, if you have Kinim Stumim Chova with Kinim Stumim Chova mixed together, so what do? Mechza Kasher Umechza Pasel. Half are Kasher, half are Pasel. And what do you do with that half that you're bringing? So you're going to bring half Chatos and half Ola out of the ones that you are bringing. And to complicate matters, the Mishnah now says, Achas lazo ushtayim lazo, vishalosh lazo, v'eser lazo, umeya lazo. What happens in a case where, let's say, one pair Rachel had one cane, one pair, but it got mixed together with Leah, who had two pair, or Leah had three pair, or three had 10 pair, or 100. So meaning, they don't have the equal number of birds that are getting mixed together. Or let's say you have Kinim, let's say one cane of Rachel and two of Leah and three of Bilhah and 10 of Zilpah and 100 of Sarah. What do you do in these cases? So the Mishnah says, Hamuat Kasher. The Kohen is always mocked from the mixture Chatos and Olos, half Chatos, half Ola, according to the number and of the Chatos and Olos that are in the cane stuma of the woman who has, of the person who has the fewest number. So let's say, for example, let's say one cane of Rachel got mixed together with the two or three or 10 or of Leah. The Kohen is supposed to bring one Chatos and one Ola. Why? Because that's the smallest number pair that you have that got mixed together. Let's say Rachel had three kinim, and that got mixed together with 100 kinim of Leah. So he brings three chatos and three olos, because Rachel had three kinim, had six birds. So that's the minimum number of kinim that you have. And you know for sure when we come up, that's going to be kosher, but to bring more, that we're not permitted to do. And then the Mishnah concludes, Bein Mishem Echad, and this is true, whether the kinim that got mixed together are from one shem. Shem means one halacha, one mitzvah, which means they're both brought for the same halacha, for Leda, let's say. Bein Mishnei Shemos. But the same halacha would be true, even if, let's say, the kinim got mixed together where one was designated for birth, and one was designated because the woman was a Zava. And that would be true even if it's one woman or two women that we speak of. The next Mishnah will discuss these examples. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Ketzan Mishem Echad. We said, oh, this halacha where we take the smallest number of chatas and olos, and that's what the Kohen is able to bring. What does Shem Echad mean? Where there's a mixture of leida v'leida. If one woman designated a kain stuma chover for this leida, and a kain stuma for a leida acheres, this would mean the same woman. But she didn't bring after the previous birth, she didn't bring, so she has to have two births. So that would be two kinim she has to bring. Or she could also have multiple births at one time. Or ziva v'ziva. Let's say one kain was designated for that she was a zava. It has to go through the tara process. And another kain for ziva. They got mixed together. This is even one woman. But these are shem echad. So that's mishem echad, the Mishnah explains. Mishnei shemos, what's two shemos? Leida v'ziva, where a woman designated a pair of birds for Leida and a pair of birds for ziva. And same woman. Ketzad shtei nashim, what about two women? Al zu Leida v'al zu Leida, let's say two women, mentioned Rachel and Leah, where they each one designated a kain for Leida and those kinim got mixed together. So the previous case is where the same woman's kinim got mixed together. Here's where two separate women kinim got mixed together. Al zu ziva v'al zu ziva, where this is, that's mishem echad. That's an example of two women, but the same name, the same halacha, the same mitzvah. Mishnei shemos, where you have two women of two shemos, al zu Leida v'al zu ziva. So it's Rachel and Leah, and Rachel's bringing, let's say, for a birth, and Leah's bringing for Ziva, and those got mixed together. In all of these cases, the halacha of the previous Mishnah applies, where we say the muat is kasher, based on which kain is the smallest number, and that got mixed together, and that's the number of chatas and ola that the Kohen is able to bring. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yossi Omer shtei nashim shelakhu kinehem be'eruv. Let's say you have two women who each one owed a pair, each one gave birth, let's say, and they came to the store, and they went to buy their birds, and they bought it with joint money, mos mishutafos. They have money together, and they brought these kinim that they bought. They're undesignated just yet, and they used the money that they had. They was joint money. And they bought the birds together. They bring the birds to the Kohen. Oshen nasnu demei kinem the Kohen. Or let's say, all they did is they gave the money to the Kohen that they owed Bishutfus. And they said, listen, Mr. Kohen, you take the money, buy the birds, and bring them on our behalf. The Kohen has the right to do what he likes. Take one gozel of one woman for a chatas and one for an ola, l'shem one woman, and one gozel of a chatas, one gozel for ola, l'shem the other woman. He's the one who decides which bird is going to be, he's going to be makav as a chatas, which is an ola, and for which woman he's being makav. So that's able to do, and that's bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos. And that would be true whether it's the same halacha, let's say both Yoledes or Shnei Shemos. Let's say one is Yoledes and one is Ziva. Now, one would have thought that why the Kohen is able to decide these women are have the money b'shutfus, and each one is supposed to bring a chatas and an ola. So how is it that the Kohen is buying birds and then he randomly decides, okay, this is a chatas and ola for this woman and this for the other woman? Doesn't each one have to bring? Now, when they bring them on their own, a pair, they don't buy them b'shutfus, so then we have to be careful with the halachas of the previous Mishnah. We have to make sure that each woman, each pair, has a chatas and ola. Here it sounds like the Kohen is sort of deciding this randomly. So the Gemara first thinks that this is based on the concept of Brera. A Brera, which means retroactive clarification. The Kohen, when he decides, this is a chatas, this is an ola for Rachel, this is a chatas, this is an ola for Leah, so then that retroactively tells us that in fact those are the birds that really Leah is supposed to have and Rachel is supposed to have, and it's as if they're designated Limafreya. But the Gemara says, no, that's not what's happening here, and Brera is only works midarabana, midaraisa, we don't hold of Brera. So but rather what's happening, according to Rabbi Yossi, and add on the fact that Rabbi Yossi normally holds Ein Brera anyway, we're talking about at the time that when they bought their kinim, or the time they gave that with Beshutfus, or the time they gave that money in partnership to the Kohen, they articulated that the Kohen can do what he likes with the Kohen. plane with the pair of birds and for everyone in that, that he wants. So they basically made the Kohen a shaliach to divide the kingdom the way he would like. And therefore, this is not the concept of Brera. This was really built in from the very beginning.